Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his new running mate Kamala Harris will get a briefing today from public health officials on the COVID-19 outbreak. And this comes a day after their first appearance together, where they blamed President Trump for the severity of the crisis. On the Fox Business Network this morning, Trump shot back saying that the pandemic, quote, will be going away and the economy is on the upswing. President Trump also attacked Harris for aggressively questioning his Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh 2 years ago and played into a trope about black women.
And now you have a sort of a mad woman, I call her, because she was so angry and such hatred with Justice Kavanaugh.
Let's talk more about this with Tamara Keith, NPR White House correspondent. And Tam, your thoughts on that comment by the president? Is it fair to say he's struggling with how to define Harris?
Well, the campaign and the president are trying all kinds of different things. It's like the old spaghetti meatball, throw it up, see what sticks. They are trying various attacks, including President Trump calling her nasty, saying she was nasty to Brett Kavanaugh. He also seems really perplexed as to why Biden would pick Harris after Harris went after Biden in one of those early Democratic presidential debates. President Trump is somebody who prizes loyalty above all else, and it doesn't seem to be able to compute why this choice would be made. Another line he's taking is to say that she's a loser. She didn't even make it out of the primary. His campaign is also saying, you know, she didn't even make it to the caucuses. At the same time that they're saying that all of these things about her, they're also trying to do this thing where they're saying that Biden is a Trojan horse, or, this is really, you know, Democrats and liberals, and Harris is super liberal. And yes, you know, mm-hmm. Joe Biden as a moderate, but look at this. Look over here. Look at Harris saying that she's his new handler. It's a lot. It's all over the place. Yeah. It's not clear whether any of it will stick, because they've really struggled to get the public to turn away from Biden in any marked way.
Well, supporters have praised Harris's speech for laying out a vision and a sense of teamwork between she and Biden. Here she is yesterday blaming Trump for the state the country is in right now.
We're reeling from the worst public health crisis in a century. The president's mismanagement of the pandemic has plunged us into the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression.
But, you know, one thought about this, one counter thought is that wouldn't the economy be in the state we're in now under any president because of the coronavirus?
Well, that's a good question. And absolutely, there would be economic damage. I mean, this is a global pandemic and it is not good. However, there are different ways to respond to it, as you've seen around the world. Other countries have responded in ways that have allowed their economies to get back to safely return to a level of production that is better than what has happened in the United States. The way it has been handled in the United States, the way the outbreak has progressed, means that there are still millions of Americans without jobs, and schools mm-hmm. aren't able to open, and there are any number of other things that the Democrats would point to as, you know, like they would argue it doesn't have to be this way.
You know, there were lots of things that Biden and Harris also talked about yesterday. But in thinking about the staging, a lot of folks who watched the event yesterday say that it was awkward staging. Biden and Harris were speaking as if they were addressing a stadium full of supporters, but they were actually in a gym with reporters and no members of the public.
Yeah.
You chuckle at that, Tam, but how do you think that read, if in any way?
I mean, welcome to the pandemic. Like, you know, yeah. Nothing is normal. And absolutely, it was awkward. You know, like the picture, the classic picture of the new running mate and their spouse and the candidate and their spouse standing next to each other waving. Well, they were standing like 15 feet apart. And so like the picture is just another image of this pandemic. And absolutely, there was no cheering. Like, there were some people suggesting maybe they should get the crowd that the NBA has, the virtual crowd. Meanwhile, right. President Trump is able to hold events and at his club and have people cheer
before.
There.
I have 30 seconds with you, so I just have to ask you about Trump's explaining on Fox News that he doesn't want the post office to get any money in a congressional economic relief. Can you say more about that? How is that resonating today?
President Trump is really against vote by mail, and he has been fairly explicit about it. But this was the most explicit yet, essentially saying the quiet part out loud that he doesn't want to fund the post office because he doesn't want universal vote by mail.
That's Tamara Keith. Yes. Yeah. Tamara, we've got to go. NPR's Tamara Keith. Thank you.